Who throws a shoe? Really? A question that has been asked for decades and Fightful has the answer, and you're not going to like it. The 1997 hit movie Austin Powers International Man of Mystery was a huge one for Mike Myers. Myers finished up with Saturday Night Live in 1995 and got to work on Austin Powers International Man of Mystery. The movie would be a success and featured a humorous scene in which Austin Powers was attacked by a man named Random Task. The villainous character humorously and famously threw a shoe at Austin Powers, which didn't quite inflict the damage that Random Task had expected, leading to Austin Powers quipping, "Who throws a shoe? Really?" Well, Random Task didn't last very long in the Austin Powers series, but the man behind the character has an even wilder story. Welcome to Fightful's Crime in Combat. This is Sean Ross Sapp. Random Task was played by Joe Sun, who was born in 1970. By then, he had already led an insane life. Joe Sun was a pro wrestler, kickboxer, mixed martial artist, and eventually a convicted murderer. Sun had acted in several movies, but let's take you back even before that. In 1994, fledgling mixed martial arts promotion UFC had their fourth event on the cards. Joe Sun was booked to face Keith Hackney in what would become one of the most famous and disgusting UFC fights in quite some time. At that time, UFC was known for its lack of rules, and Keith Hackney definitely took advantage of that. While Joe Sun had a headlock on Keith Hackney, Hackney repeatedly punched Joe Sun in the dick and balls. There's really no other way to put it. The tactic proved very effective, and Keith Hackney went on to win the fight, before losing to eventual tournament winner Hoist Gracie later on that evening. The fight, however, was used by detractors of the UFC as an example of its barbaric practices and the lack of rules protecting its fighters. For years after that, Hackney had the reputation as a dirty fighter. However, now he is known more as a folk hero. Now, you might ask, why on earth would a man that punched a guy repeatedly in the nutsack during a professional MMA fight be considered a folk hero? Well, a trigger warning for those that may not want to hear this sensitive information. In 2008, Joe Sun was arrested and initially charged in Orange County, California with 5 counts of rape, 2 felony counts of forcible sodomy, 2 felony counts of sodomy concert by force, 7 felony counts of forcible oral copulation, and 1 felony of sexual penetration by foreign object by force. He faced a maximum sentence of 275 years to life if convicted. Joe Sun and an accomplice tortured and repeatedly attacked a victim on Christmas Eve way back in 1990, 4 years before Keith Hackney repeatedly punched Joe Sun in the penis. And thank God he did, because the victim claimed that the night of the attack, Joe Sun told her, quote, "It's Christmas. This is your lucky day," before releasing her. Now, there's a chance this would have never came to light, but Joe Sun, being the dumbass that he is, was arrested for kicking in the door of his roommate's car in 2008. As a result of this, he was required to submit a DNA sample, which was linked to the attacks. So to give you this timeline of events here, this attack took place in December 1990. Keith Hackney does the whole world a favor and punches Joe Sun in the dick and balls over and over again in 1994. Joe Sun would also get knocked out in a kickboxing fight the following year. In 1997, he participated in the Austin Powers movie and then inexplicably fell off the map. For years, Joe Sun didn't act, he didn't fight, he didn't do much of anything until 2002. In 2002, Pride FC was looking to bring in anybody they could with name value or who was willing to show up and get their ass whipped, and that's exactly what Joe Sun did. He took on Imamura and lost in 33 seconds. He took on Nakajima, he lost in 54 seconds. He also squeezed in an extreme pancration fight in between those two and lost that as well. Overall, in combat sports, Joe Sun was 0-5. At that point, he seemed to think that it was a pretty good idea to stop getting his ass whipped, and instead went over to pro wrestling for a cup of coffee. In January 2003, he took on legendary Shinya Hashimoto at All Japan's second Wrestle 1. The event was actually a huge show, but Joe Sun would never wrestle again. And thankfully so, as this particular performance featured Joe Sun coming out with a bandana and a thong and rapping to the confused Japanese crowd. With his ass cheeks out, Joe Sun put on a miserable match that went about 6 minutes, which coincidentally was longer than all of his MMA and combat sports fights combined. Joe Sun left the ring in shame, realizing he probably wasn't any good as a pro wrestler, MMA fighter, kickboxer, actor, or human being. In August 2011, the initial charges against Joe Sun were dropped, having expired due to the statute of limitations. Sun was then charged with conspiracy to commit murder and torture because those crimes didn't have any statute of limitations. In late August, Joe Sun was found guilty of one felony count of torture. Joe Sun was sentenced to 7 years to life, while his accomplice was sentenced to 17 years and 4 months in state prison. However, Joe Sun wasn't done there. He's now sentenced to 34 years to life because in October of 2011, Joe Sun murdered his cellmate, Michael Thomas Graham, who was serving 2 years for failure to register as a sex offender in the county in February. Reports say that Graham died 25 minutes after his attack due to multiple blunt force traumas. After the killings, Joe Sun was moved into solitary confinement, and on September 13, 2013, Joe Sun was charged with Graham's murder. The trial wouldn't happen until 2017, but he was found guilty of voluntary manslaughter and ended up receiving a 27-year sentence. All this from a guy who once tapped out because he got hit in an MMA fight and started bleeding, and the official result was listed as submission loss via terror. Joe Sun's story was covered by 48 Hours, which showed his interrogation video in which he told police that they could find him on Wikipedia. However, now you can find him incarcerated at California State Prison in Los Angeles, where he's serving time for felony vandalism, torture, and voluntary manslaughter. That answers the question, who throws a shoe? Really? This asshole. This has been Sean Ross Sapp for Crime in Combat here on Fightful. We'll see you next time.